Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tony Lombardi, Russell Street Report. What's up, Tony?
Sounds like it's going to be a holiday weekend.
Hey, Tony, what in the world is going on between the Ravens and Zachary Orr?
It's a convoluted mess, it seems to me. You know, when I first heard that he was going to be an unrestricted free agent, I thought, well, you know, the Ravens were just pretty much convinced that given their medicals that he wasn't going to ever play again, it'd be dangerous for him to do that, potentially life-threatening. So I don't think that's why they even bothered putting him on the retired list and whatnot. But when I heard his agent Robert Sheets on with Zach's dad Terry Orr with Vinny and Haney yesterday, I started thinking, you know, I think this guy's disingenuous. I just don't. This guy being Robert Sheets.
Okay.
Because there was one thing that he said that made me stand up and take pause, and that was he said that 2 months ago they found out all this good news and Zach was ready to go, but I held him back. Now, coincidentally, 2 months ago, the Ravens could have still put him on a retired list and then controlled him as an unrestricted free agent if, in fact, they wanted to recheck their medicals again. But by waiting past that April 21st date, that date's important because restricted free agents who are not tendered by that date automatically become unrestricted free agents. So then the May 9th date's important too, because that's the date, if you remember what Belichick did to LeGarrette Blount, they used that May 9th tender, meaning that he could get compensatory calculations or that pick or his signing would factor into the compensatory pick equation. So the May 9th comes and goes, and still no news from Zach Orr. And from what I can gather, until somebody tells me otherwise, they didn't really reach out to the Ravens then either.
Well, it changes the way you draft, too. I mean,
because
it changed the landscape for the team.
Well, what it does is if the guy goes beyond May 9th without that tender, then anybody could sign him without the compensatory pick coming into the picture. So that makes him more attractive as a free agent because there are no costs. So those two dates come and go. So when he said that yesterday, that Zach was ready to go 2 months ago, and I kind of held him at bay, being an agent, he knows those dates.
Sure he does.
So I'm not saying this is what he's doing. I'm just saying there's cause for suspicion. And the other thing, too, is you might say, well, if you know, how could he dupe the Ravens because the Ravens doctors already concluded that he couldn't play? Well, then if the guy does play and he plays successfully, then maybe the Ravens have to look at their medical staff too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they do have to look at their medical staff. Now, Ozzie Newsome was just he was very adamant in his press release saying that Zach Orr is a free agent. You know, when you read Ozzie Newsome's press release, and you hear the agent, Robert Sheets, talk about the Ravens being a house divided, and I'm paraphrasing him, it kind of sounds like maybe upper management is good with him being, if it is divided, it sounds like Ozzie Newsome's side is the side that's saying that he's probably not going to play back for the Ravens again.
Yeah, I listened to that house divided kind of comment that Robert Sheets made yesterday too, and that could mean a lot of things. It may mean that the coaching staff and the front office is on board, but he has some teammates that want them to get him back into the Ravens locker room.
Gotcha.
Maybe that, because Ravens could mean players too. So maybe that's the creation of the house divided. I mean, that's just a speculation on my part. But, you know, what I want to know, and really the big question for me is, what happened in January that was so telling that a 24-year-old has to retire from football, a game that he loves, and according to Robert Sheets, 3 months later, that's all gone, and they're ready to go.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Well, who do you question then? Because if the Ravens doctors were on board with this, then who do you question?
I question the new doctors.
The new doctors. Okay. Yeah, all right. That's why I don't think that overall from the beginning. Now, whether or not, and the text that just says everyone said Orr played the Ravens, but Rob and Ed have been arguing against it. I don't see people were saying that from the beginning, the press conference, him announcing this was him playing them. Now, if the agent used the timing of it all for the benefit of his player, well, that's what agents do. But when Zachary Orr announced his retirement, he wasn't playing the Ravens. This is a real report that he got. So that's what I'm arguing against. I'm not arguing against your findings and if they are true. My point is, this guy retired, and he retired for legitimate reasons. Everything that happened after that, I can't speak for. But they were legitimate reasons.
What I didn't get, Tony, it's the one part I took away, too, with what you just said, and also the probability discussion he brought up. He said something, if I remember correctly. He said everyone in the NFL has the same possibility of a catastrophic injury who's playing professional football. Probability is different, and he has no higher probability. I mean, how could that be? Like, if you have some kind of, you know, congenital spinal defect in a game, like, it's like saying, you know, you have a heart condition and you're no more likely to have a heart attack than, you know, an otherwise healthy person. I just didn't quite understand that.
I didn't understand it either, because they talk about this C1 congenital defect being affecting 1% of the population. And I wonder how many of that 1% are linebackers in the NFL.
Yeah, right. And I think it's a percentage of a percentage. I think it's even smaller. So, I mean, how many are NFL linebackers or boxers or whatever?
And I heard another doctor on your station. I forgot what show it was.
It was Brouillet. I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, so he said it isn't a question of potential paralysis if he's hit the wrong time in the wrong place, the wrong angle. It's death.
Yeah, his heart can stop.
I mentioned that yesterday. Yeah, because it's how you hang people. You break the top of the spine. I mean, this is it does. It ends in death. That's what Dr. Brea said the other day. I heard him as well. So it's just this is a very odd situation.
And so I think it's just getting started, because, you know, what if Zach Orr, you know, flunks a couple of physicals but does pass a few others from other teams? You know, I think the NFL opens themselves up to a big problem here, too, because this is a league that is trying to become more player safety friendly.
Well, they say they are.
And they're trying to overcome, you know, all those retired players who are coming at them for money for, you know, the repercussions of concussion symptoms and things like that. They're trying to clean these kinds of things up. How in the world, if a number of doctors said this guy's putting his life at risk, and in fact, that's what happens. How could they ever recover from that?
I would almost
think that Roger Goodell is calling every team right now and saying, do not pass this guy on a physical.
Yeah, I'm with you. But it's the same thing. It's the same argument.
Has he already passed the physical?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think he went to Detroit, yesterday. I don't know.
I'm Googling it right now. I haven't heard
but
either
like,
way.
You're right. Say he fails six physicals, and then the 17 passes him, and then something happens. Does the NFL bear responsibility? They're not stepping in. I don't know.
You know, there was code going on with Ray Rice. Nobody signed Ray Rice. I would think for even a more important reason, this could be the man's death.
And you know they do this because that's why Michael Sam got drafted.
Yeah, he's just generally thought of as just being a great guy, and I don't doubt for a second that he is. You know, someone's got to stand up and take responsibility. You know, who is this guy out of West Virginia, a spinal specialist? You know, it's not like he's at Hopkins or anything. He's a guy from West Virginia, and I don't mean to denigrate people from West Virginia or anything like that. I'm just saying that I've never, you know, a doctor like that. It's like, almost like they were looking for the right answer, and they found one.
Yep, that's exactly what it was. We do that all the time, don't we, with our wives. There he is, Tony Lombardi, Russell Street Report. Thanks. Hey, Tony, have a safe holiday weekend.
You guys do the same. Thanks a lot, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.